You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Can we play this really quick? Caleb was feeling himself in postgame, and your co-host on Friday, Carmen Vitale, asked him a question in postgame yesterday about all of the play action that's been going on and him lining up under center, and Caleb got flat out sassy and confident in his response.
What is it about that part of this offense, given how big of a part of this offense that is, the play action? What is it that makes you so successful in those situations?
Yeah, I don't know. I was told I couldn't get under center and you know, turn my back to the defense. So, I don't know. No.
Oh, dig yourself.
I think...
Sassy. I love that.
I was told I couldn't get under center and you know, turn my back to the defense.
Somebody say sassy.
That's what he's doing, man.
Is it any way an ill-advised throw from, like, from point of view?
Nah, I can make any throw.
I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
I can make any throw.
That kid was feeling it.
That's your quarterback.
It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback.
He was killing it.
He's been bossy lately.
Sassy. 312-640.
Sounds a little sassy.
Yeah, that's right.
If this was Sassy Land, and this was Sassy City, the capital of Sassy Land, he would be the mayor of Sassy City, and he would live in the sassiest building in Sassy City, and in his spare time, he would be the captain of this boat, the SS Sassy.
The official adventures of...
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
It's the 5 o'clock hour here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Big Ant Heron is sitting in for Spiegel. Speak's got the next couple days off, so Big Ant Heron has been nice enough to come and hang out here with us. We have talked a ton of football today, which is great because I was talking with a former boss, and they asked me, like, hey, how's radio going? And I'm like, everything is great when the Bears are good.
Uh-huh.
Like, radio is so much fun, and it's so much easier when the Bears are good.
It's comfortable.
It is.
It's a lot more comfortable to just heap praise on them when things are going well.
It's nice, and you try to tell people involved with teams that we'd rather your team be good than be bad, and they don't quite get it. And I'm like, you kidding me? Like, for example, look at this show. If we would have brought up in the pre-show meeting today, hey, you want to talk about the Bulls and – That last thing that happened with them the other night.
Oh, my God.
See? That's exactly what would have happened.
Chris Getz was on today. And, no. You want to talk about Luis Robert getting traded?
You guys want to talk Caleb here? Caleb Thielbar coming back to the Cubs?
Alex. I mean, I guess we could also talk about Connor Bedard, but he's hurt and not going to be reevaluated until next month. Not coming back next month, just not being reevaluated until next month.
Yeah, it's a really uplifting topic. 19-year-old kid, now his lifelong dream of playing for his country. That's also gone up in smoke as well.
All of it. So it's just better this way. It's better this way. It's so much more fun. You get to have conversations with Smitty. And, you know, those are just
positive
great
conversations with Smitty. Yeah.
Tanny always runs away. Danny always.
Lawrence is my lead blocker whenever Smitty's down there.
You just do a little late motion. You insert Lawrence into the formation as your A-gap plugger.
Does Smitty come around on Caleb?
Yes.
Good.
Breaking news.
Well kind of. He's just come around to saying good, better, best.
Okay.
You know, better.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest. Yeah, he's that guy. So, but I do want to offer just a little bit of perspective, and I guess we can put it under the heading of warning.
Perspective. Yeah. Yeah, that's what this feels like.
So the NFL as a whole,
perspective, he says,
is it's a week to week, month to month, year to year thing. And I know, and I thought Potsy did a really good job today talking about the difference between the building for the future versus the present. There are a lot of people who are living in the space of, man, look at the Bears right now. They're going to be unbelievable next year.
Can't wait.
Right. And I am in the space of...
You're about to snap your finger.
Well, I'm not going to. I don't have those
types of
powers.
How many Infinity Stones do you have right now?
How many do I? Well, I mean, career-wise, I have four.
Oh, yeah.
There's two more to go. But
wait,
I don't
think, that snap.
But I don't think I'm going to get them.
Wait, no, that snap.
But my whole thing is, when you're living in the space when your team is good, it's very easy to think that they're going to be good for a really long
time.
Make
this last forever.
Yes, that it's going to last forever, Keith Sweat and Cheryl Pepsi Riley, right? I think that's who's doing the female vocals on that song. But I want to present to you last year's playoff teams and all of the teams that thought, man, we are about to go on a run. Our team is good and can't nobody stop us. And everything's going to be great. And there's going to be balloons and lollipops and everything else.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Let's start with, I think, maybe the most relevant comp for the Bears. The Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders had the world to themselves. Everyone was like, look at this Jaden Daniels guy. Did the Bears make a huge mistake? Did they draft the wrong guy? Jaden Daniels is way ahead of what Caleb Williams is doing. And look at what they did to Detroit. They destroyed those dudes. And
Cliff Kingsbury should be everybody's head coach.
Right? And then stuff starts to happen. You forget about how they brought in a bunch of old veterans, and those old veterans had career years, and guys that were on short deals were doing really well. And then you get into this season, you're like, hey, Washington doesn't look quite right. And then the quarterback gets hurt. And then the quarterback gets hurt again.
As is a part of the quarterback's resume.
Correct. And one of the things that people worried about draft-wise about him. So all of that happens, and then Cliff Kingsbury looks stupid. And Dan Quinn ends up looking stupid. And these were guys who are like, man, I wish that the Bears had blank.
They had a chance to hire both those guys.
And they didn't do it. Granted, I think both of them would have been a better choice than the choice that they made.
The one that was in 2024, yeah.
But that's one team. I think that's the best, like, apples-to-apples comp. Then there are the Vikings.
Hmm.
the Vikings were like, we can find a quarterback anywhere.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Our coach is so good that it doesn't matter if we pull a quarterback off the couch or if we pull him out of space camp or if we just say, hey, what about you, a reclamation project? Would you like to come here? And they had choices. They had choices of two veteran quarterbacks to go back to for this season. They decided on neither of them. They sent one to Seattle. Now, Seattle, well, they didn't send them. But one of them ended up going to Seattle, and now Seattle is one of the best teams in the NFC. The other one was doing the same thing for the AFC, and now he's hurt, and they had to go sign Phillip Rivers. And then you're looking around going, I don't know if this J.J. McCarthy guy is it. And he's grittying into the end zone, and the coach is telling him, stop doing that.
Stop all that grittying.
Get your ass back gritty. In the classroom. So they are a cautionary tale.
Oh, are they ever? Kevin O'Connor, what quarterback? It doesn't matter what quarterback I win with.
I would also offer to you the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh. Interesting.
We got two-time MVP quarterback, and for us, defense filled with a bunch of guys who know what they're doing, and they can play. And then all of a sudden, the quarterback gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not as effective. You lose the first game of the season, and you had people in that locker room being like, you know, after that first game to Buffalo, it just kind of things have not been quite right with us. They still have a chance to make the playoffs, but now they need help to make the playoffs because Aaron Rodgers is out here turning back the clock over the last couple of weeks doing cool stuff. But my point is that those, at least those three teams, and there's more, I'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
But those three teams all were like, we got this. The Washington in particular was like, everyone's got to come through Washington this year. And guess what? They did.
And they left with whatever they wanted to.
That's right. And you have Marcus Mariota out there quarterbacking, who's perfect if you need two games.
Yeah.
If you need five games.
A little different story.
It's a much different story. May I offer to you one of the teams that was in the Super Bowl last year?
Really?
The Philadelphia Eagles. I know you thought I was going to say the other team.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to them in a minute.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Eagles may, in fact, win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
It is still on the table.
It is.
But everyone who's watched them goes, something ain't right. And I don't know what that is. Most people in Philly would tell you it's the offensive coordinator. Some people would tell you that it's the quarterback. Some people would be like, they got a wide receiver that's out here just taking random shots at people whenever he wants.
Is it the receiver that would tell you it's the quarterback? I kind of feel like that's how they roll.
I feel like he would be the only one who would tell you. You also have Saquon Barkley have the type of year where he's jumping over people backwards. And then all of a sudden, no.
Mm-mm.
He's not doing that.
No, not
so,
this year.
So even though things are set up and they could still end up winning this thing, Jalen Hurts is that good. Sirianni, who I wasn't a believer in, I think is that good.
Yeah.
They've got players. But then all of a sudden, oh, look at that. Your number one pick from a couple years ago, his shoulders don't work after playing the Bears. Got turned sideways. Now all of a sudden, Jalen Carter is not available for you to do what you need to do. And so you go, oh, that's too bad that it's happened to them. May I offer you another case, Mr. Heron?
You got more?
I do.
All right, who you got?
The Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah.
The Detroit Lions were the best team in the NFC from start to finish last year.
Right.
They were scary good. It came down to a battle with them and the Minnesota Vikings, who's going to be the one seed in the last Sunday of the season. And they go out there and they did work.
Handle business.
They handled their business. And then they got handled in the playoffs. And then Ben Johnson left. And he showed up in Chicago. And everything started to go really well for the Bears and not so great for the Lions. They had some issues with play calling. Dan Campbell has to take the play calling back. That doesn't go great. All of a sudden, Amon-Ra gets hurt. There's that issue going on. They can't stop anyone. Brian Branch gets hurt. So they're having this great – Jahmyr Gibbs is on a Hall of Fame trajectory right now. But it doesn't seem to matter how many points they score because their defense is just going to give up seven more points to the other team. As it stands right now, the Detroit Lions
are on the outside of the playoff perspective looking in.
Which is wild.
Yes.
That is wild.
Yes. And they're a very good team. Mm. And who knows? They could also get on a heater and end up winning this thing. But right now, if the playoffs started today, their asses are not in it.
And Aaron Rodgers could put them out of it, right?
Aaron Rodgers, this weekend. Yeah. The part-time owner of the Bears could actually do the Bears a solid. So
are Bears fans going to be forced to root for Aaron Rodgers this weekend?
Yes, they are.
If the Bears win on Saturday, absolutely.
Oh,
yes, man. They are. You're going to be rooting for Aaron Rodgers. Pull all those Aaron Rodgers dolls that you burned in effigy out of the closet.
Just take the pins out of them.
Take the pins out of them.
All those kind of, you know, things that they were trying to do to see if they could impact his left shoulder, sticking a pin in the little doll. Just pull the pins out. Maybe he'll continue to look good.
I got two more.
All right.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah. It felt like they were going to have a window.
MVP candidate.
Right.
Baker Mayfield threw for like 18,000 yards last season. Then all of a sudden, Mike Evans gets hurt, and your offense is less effective. Your defense isn't great either, and Baker starts throwing a few more interceptions. They're in a battle right now with the Carolina Panthers.
With the Carolina Panthers?
Yes. And here's a question to think about.
Uh-oh.
If the Carolina Panthers also make the playoffs this year, is the trade a wash? The answer is no. But it's fun to play
that
game.
They both won the trade.
They both won. If the Panthers get back to the playoffs the same year the Bears do, is it a wash? No, it's not. It's not. The Bears are in a much better shape than what they are. So the Buccaneers are sitting there going, if we lose these two games, because they've got two of their last three games against the Carolina Panthers, we're going home. And little Bryce Young and the rest of the Panthers are going to find themselves in the playoffs.
Did he add Lil? That's just his rap name, Lil Bryce Young?
I mean, we're basically the same size. So, yes, that's an issue.
Lil Breezy.
And finally, I offer to you, sir, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, them. The perennial Super Bowl contending Chiefs.
Remember them?
I do.
The best quarterback on the planet.
Ah, it's a painful memory.
One of the best coaches that's ever graced the sideline.
Of all time.
Perhaps the best tight end that's ever played.
Maybe.
One of the greatest pass rushers in NFL history.
Yeah, they got one of those too.
It's all falling apart. Patrick's on the shelf for 9 to 12 months, so they might not even be back next year.
Oh, right.
Travis might retire. Andy might retire. They were eliminated from playoff contention last week.
You know what? Is Patrick going to retire too?
I don't know.
No. All right.
No, he'll be fine. Because what is he, 30? He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
29?
I think.
Something like that.
He'll be fine in 9 to 12 months.
Yeah, right.
But the Chiefs as a team, who are probably thinking, well, we'll slow play it like we've always done. Mm. And here's the thing that I remember about last year, and it's one of the reasons why I want to point this out about looking at what you are one year and projecting out to the next year. Last year, what was the most remarkable thing about the Kansas City Chiefs? How
all
they were winning one score games.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's completely flipped.
Still playing close games.
And now they're losing those one score games. And it's kind of how the NFL is designed.
Yeah.
I say all of this to say to you,
in summation,
enjoy every minute of this. While Caleb is healthy, while the offensive line is working, most of, if not all, of the moves that were made this offseason by Ryan Poles have worked. And yeah. I got to give him that credit. And I've been one of his biggest critics. You should enjoy every bit of this. Do not listen to someone that tells you that the Bears are set up for years and years and years. That is not how the NFL works.
Just ask the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, we need the sounder for that.
How many Super Bowls was Joe Burrow supposed to make after that second year in the league?
Uh-huh.
And how many has he been back to?
None.
Zilch. Zip.
It's scary.
Zero.
It's scary out
Nada.
In these football streets. Don't let anyone tell you that the Bears can't win the Super Bowl this year. It has been a bizarre year in the NFL. They very well could. And enjoy every minute of it, and do not bank on things are going to be great. We can talk about that next August, but right now, this season that's in front of the Bears right now, there is an opportunity there. And you don't get comfortable with the idea that it's going to be like this every single year, that everything is going to be great, because there are a lot of people that have told you Dan Quinn made a huge impact on what happened. If we go back a couple years ago, people will tell you that Mike McDaniel popped into Miami and everything was going to be different. And as far as comps go, people were talking about his run game setting up the pass game and talking about his number one pick and how they meshed really well.
Yeah.
And things were going really well for Miami. And now they about to bench Tua and go in a different direction.
And Dolphins fans are talking about firing this guru of a head coach who everybody loved a couple of years ago.
You get me.
I tried to.
I think you
were there, man.
I thank you for indulging me. We need that. I don't even know in what other context.
Guys, but 2026, no Mahomes, no Parsons. I mean, come on.
Now, I mean, it was probably a week ago. I think it was like last week, something like that, where I started talking about maybe, just maybe, this season is a success and we're good no matter what happens from here. It's probably 2 weeks ago. But my paradigm on the ceiling for this team has continued to evolve. So it doesn't mean this ceiling, this season can't still be viewed as a success regardless, but what could it become? What is the ceiling of this squad? How far can it go?
I don't think
that's evolved for me.
And for me too. And I don't think that you can put a ceiling on what they could be this year, because the season has been that damn weird that why not them? Why can't they be the beneficiary? There's not a soul among us. And I would dare Ben Johnson to admit no one thought they would be the number one seed in week 13 of the season. Everyone thought that they would be kind of like, oh, well, look at the Bears. Look at them. They're trending towards 9 wins. Mm. No. You can take the governor off. You can take the lid off. All that stuff. Have fun inside of this, because the rest of it, don't end up like those teams that we more than half of the field last year from the playoffs is in some sort of crisis. Just keep that in mind. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's see, he gets me. When we come back, let's talk about Caleb Williams' growth and consistency. That's next. Spiegel and Holmes. Big Ant here and in for Spiegs on The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think we're going to have a really good quarterback in this league, really dangerous quarterback in this league, really dangerous offense, really good team for a long time when we're really able to combine both of those thought processes. So we're not quite there yet.
Not quite there yet, but I think there's a lot of positives to what you're seeing from Caleb Williams. Big Ant is in for Speaks. As you're watching Caleb develop, what are the things that you're looking at and looking for?
The consistency of his ability to operate both pre-snap and post-snap with composure, with control. And that to me was one of the things that stood out so much about the game on Sunday, was that it was just a really mature performance from Caleb. It was a game where so much of Caleb's production this season, it's felt like he's physically capable of catching up to the play and reacting to the play and making a play off of that, even though he's not necessarily seeing into the future like some of the real greats do as they get experienced in that regard. But Sunday's game, it really felt more like Caleb was ahead of the play. He was the one steering the play, directing traffic, getting the football where it needed to go prior to the defender having an opportunity to react. And you know, he was really productive for chunks of the season while being the one reacting to the defense, reacting to the pass rush, reacting to the coverage and having to really hum it in there because maybe he didn't see it as quickly as he wanted to and he felt like he needed to put some more RPMs on the ball to get it where he wanted it to go because he's seeing it a little bit late. And Sunday's game was a version of Caleb that was ahead of the play in a really mature way. And that, you know, matters in any offense in football, but especially in a Ben Johnson offense. When you can showcase that consistently, that's a part of why we've seen more frequently over the last couple of weeks why he's not as consistently throwing the ball as hard, because he's confident about where the ball will need to go as coverage is dictating. And now there's just more composure to the way he's passing. So that to me really spells positive signs for the Bears passing attack, because that's the key reason why his accuracy was more consistent the other day. Because as Declan Doyle has talked about and Ben Johnson has talked about, and I'm confident JT Barrett is in his ear constantly, is on the film with him, just kind of having his eyes married with his feet and having the information in his brain just get out through his right arm that much quicker. And that load to arrival, the beginning of his passing posture and getting the ball out of his hands, you just saw such an uptick in that. And so, like we were talking about a bit earlier in the show, the traffic cop, the director of the symphony for Caleb and everything that happens pre-snap, he now seems to be getting to the point where he's got a lot of that under control. And there's so much that Ben Johnson tasks him with doing between motion and timing up motion and varying of snap counts. The cadence has become so much more of a weapon. I don't know what the numbers indicate from the early portion of the season. I know they're doing a lot more motion now than they did in the first few games. But how many more offsides, penalties, are they drawing from the defense now? And even if it doesn't end up as a penalty, getting more flinching from that opposing pass rush. Caleb is seeing a bigger portion of the picture now. I'm not going to say he's seeing the full picture yet, but he's seeing more of the picture now by leaps and bounds compared to where he was earlier in the season.
I'm glad that you brought up the cadence part of it, because I do think it's a part of his game that has really evolved from where it was. I do think playing under center, it's one of the things that you have to have in your arsenal. And being a guy that he idolizes Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has used that as a weapon for 20 years.
Yeah.
And seeing Caleb get to the point where he's using that as a weapon is great. I also think that the Score listener, the Chicago Bears fan, for the most part, has let go of the concept of perfection when looking at Caleb. I don't think the national media has. I think the national media is still holding on to what the industrial draft complex said about him back then and holding him to that standard. I think that Ben has done a great job of being like, my standards are really high, but us getting to the place where he can function, and you can see, even if it's incremental, the little things that are going to add up to him being a better quarterback. And then maybe 2 years from now, we're talking about him being that next level guy. But throughout even this, it's here's a next level throw that he made. Here's a next level scramble that he made. The anticipatory throwing is better. It's not perfect.
Right.
The cadence as a weapon is better. The understanding of the offense as a concept is better. All of this stuff where we joked, Alex and I joked about reclassifying Caleb as a rookie because Ben Johnson said last year that stuff didn't matter at all, that thing that you were doing. So it all of that, like I like that. While I think that was the standard for every Bears fan walking into the Caleb experience, I think people have been like, you know, it's not that, but I'm seeing something that's way better than what it looked like at the end of last year.
And I used the term shrapnel earlier in relation to the Bears and the previous game against the Packers, but the shrapnel is there for Bears fans as well right now because Caleb is the third of three consecutive first-round picks at quarterback. And so Bears fans, Bears evaluators have that shrapnel of seeing the stunted development of Mitchell Trubisky and then the stunted development of Justin Fields and the hope that's been tied up in each of those guys and in drafting Caleb number one overall has been that the quarterback would save the franchise. And I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago before the Bears drafted Caleb, and maybe this will be since I got 3 days in a row with you, maybe I'll break these numbers back out. I got to update them, but I don't know if you remember, I went through this whole document of all these franchises that have won this century with more quarterbacks, made more playoff runs than the Bears, and a wide variety of head coaches, and just franchises that have consistently won regardless of quarterback, but having infrastructure in place where the development of the quarterback is a part of the overall structure. And then if you end up, quote unquote, getting the right guy, then that's awesome. That's incredible. But you can win without having that one seminal Hall of Fame figure behind center. And the favorite thing, I tweeted about it right afterwards, that Ben Johnson said from his opening press conference was about the role that Caleb played in this whole conversation.
This roster that Ryan's already built, it is stocked, it's loaded. Everyone wants to talk about the quarterback, and Caleb, I'm excited to work with you, but it's going to take more than just you. And there are a lot of pieces already in place. And I can't wait to get to work with the rest of you guys.
We've all listened to a bunch of opening press conferences as the Bears have hired new coaches. But that to me stood out as a phrase that excited me more than anything I've heard from any coach who's been hired here in the entire time I've been covering the Bears. And they've hired a bunch of them here lately. But Ben Johnson speaking it into existence, and I was hoping people were listening, and I don't spend a lot of time with fresh tweets. I'm more of a retweeter than a tweeter, but I had to tweet about that in the moment because that, to me, is the thing I've been screaming about on this station and other platforms for years, that yes, greatness at quarterback can take you to the promised land, but the teams that win on an annual basis, the teams that sustain in this league, are excellent at spots far beyond QB. And Ben Johnson recognizing that and bringing that big football brain of his here to Chicago, having the excitement about the development of Caleb is a part of that conversation. But him saying in that opening press conference, yeah, I'm going to develop you, and I'm excited, Caleb, about working with you. But everything else here has to be right if we're really going to get this thing cooking.
And at some level, it takes pressure off of Caleb.
Right.
And I'm sure that Caleb last year felt a mountain's worth of pressure. Because it felt like, to me, organizationally, the Bears are like, well, all right, Caleb.
You got a kid.
fix all of our problems. And Caleb's like, I'm 22 years old, and you guys can't protect me. How am I going to fix all of your problems? Meanwhile, Ben Johnson is like, here's a way that we can protect you. We're going to run the ball. That's going to allow us to protect you.
And when we ain't running the ball, we're going to chip the hell out of these edges, and we're going to make sure that they know they got a long day in for them if they want to rush my quarterback, because my quarterback is going to be protected when I'm throwing the football.
The concept of going into Philadelphia and bullying the bleep out of them.
Yeah.
With the rotation of defensive tackles that they had to throw at you, and you put those guys on skates for 60 minutes, just moving them along. And then you have control of the game. And then the quarterback is like, now let's put their lights out. I'm going to take a shot here. I'm going to take, because I'm talented enough to make this throw, I'm going to take a shot. And it paid off. That's what you're talking about, where it's a whole team victory. It's the defense doing their job. It's special teams doing their job. And it's Caleb picking the right moment to strike, like a venomous snake, just picking the right moment to say, all right, well, thanks a lot, Philly. Appreciate you.
Thank y'all for coming out. God bless you.
God bless you and good night. It's good stuff.
And I love the fact that Ben brings the big football brain here, but he knows his quarterback now as well. And so whether it was the Philly game, the end of the Green Bay game that didn't work out, but some of these moments, even sudden change the other day, where you call the opportunity to get Caleb on the move, give him some options, that there's versions of this Bears offense that are drastically different than what he was doing with the Detroit Lions, because he knows his QB. So yes, operating from within the pocket and threatening the full field with both the brain and the arm talent, he did a bunch of that in Detroit, and Jared Goff is more than capable of it, and it's why there's been times where he's put up MVP performances. For Caleb, there's that aspect of this offense that will continue to grow, but also just Ben allowing the playmaker Caleb to be called into movement outside the pocket to give him those options as well. And that's where not only is Caleb developing in his ability to run Ben Johnson's offense, but Ben Johnson has developed in his ability to put Caleb in position to make plays, especially trusting him to make those plays in critical moments. So they've come towards each other here. Caleb has certainly been tutored by Ben along the way, but Ben has learned Caleb so much throughout this season and has a really good sense for how to get the most out of him, especially in some of those critical downs and distances.
And when he is able to then back up what he says,
yes,
that level of trust.
Right.
I think that we always think about it probably from the standpoint of the coach, mm-hmm, and winning being, you know, the way to prove concept. But with Caleb being like, no, I can make that throw.
Uh-huh.
See? Like,
Ben started joking about it like a month ago. Like, yeah, sometimes he just makes me look smart. And that it's great for him to recognize that. This guy who they paid $13 million, who was the hottest commodity in coaching for multiple seasons, showed up here. They said, you get to run the show, but there's still enough humility. There is all this bravado and machismo and confidence in Ben Johnson, but it's also tempered with a degree of humility in knowing. I'll admit, when I called a bad play, I'll also admit when my play call was maybe mediocre, but some of the specialness within some of the playmakers on offense still made a play even when it wasn't all about me. That's, mm-hmm, it's one of the aspects of his personality I found so impressive. In this first season, we're really getting to know him in Chicago.
There's something that Tom Brady isn't the GOAT at.
Hmm.
We'll explain next here on The Score.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year, as we enter the holiday season.
It's the holiday season. The holiday
season. That's right. Back on November 1st. Spiro Ditas welcomed in the holiday season, much to the chagrin of one Matt Spiegel.
is this the portion of the show where we bag on Spiro Ditas? All right, I'm game. You know what? Take that, Spiro. I don't know. I don't have anything mean to say about Spiro.
He seems like a nice enough guy. I feel bad that he's part of our show.
He's
like
never going to come on our show.
Never.
Yeah, because he'll never do a Bears game again. We're good now, baby. I don't care about those other teams. We're in this for the long haul.
Ooh.
NFC title games here, Lawrence every year. Stanny.
What? Which what one should I get first? You want me to get Tom Brady or Spiro Ditas? Tough call.
We're getting the Jason Benettis of the world to call in the Bears games now.
Let's go.
It's great. All right, so with the holiday seasons, usually quarterbacks will often give gifts to their offensive linemen, right?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah, definitely.
And we go all the way back.
Why don't linebackers give stuff to their defensive line? That's something that should happen.
It's a great question.
Yeah. Maybe even safeties.
They don't get paid as much.
Or, you know, like the corners should maybe
give. Who asked you, Alex?
Yeah. Alex.
My bad. Ant really gets the whole filling in for speech thing. Yeah, bashing right. Alex, bashing Spiro Ditas. Ant gets the bit. I'm also trying to defend Tom Brady, so he'll come on the show this week.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
That's why he'll be back these next 2 days, because he's the perfect. When you think of speaks, you think of Big Ant Aaron.
Of course. Who doesn't?
It's a thing. So Tom Brady wasn't always great at that part.
Very true. I thought you meant football.
No, he's
that's true.
He's clearly great at football.
Well, he became great, but he wasn't always great.
When you were sacking him.
Oh, man, he was a guy. He was just a guy.
Because you were out there chasing him around.
Yeah.
Him and Drew Brees.
Both of them.
And Antoine Randle-El.
All of them.
That's right. But then he morphed into the greatest quarterback who's ever lived.
Super serum.
He took the super serum, and he is out the TB12, and he is out there. But It wasn't always great when he was giving away gifts.
So yeah. As Kurt mentioned, yep. The offensive line, it's a good time of year for them because they're going to get gifts from their quarterback. So we're going to treat you guys to a list of the top five gifts. All right, are we ready for this? Drum roll, number please. One quarterback gift giver, 2007, Tom Brady. Of course, that's when his team went undefeated in the regular season. He gifted his O-line
ready? Brand new luxury SUVs. What a class act. You got a guy. Hey, I want you guys to pay attention. There's a catch. There's a catch. Tom Brady, stop stealing our line. The catch to all this is the cars were on a one-year lease.
What you missed was Tom had another line about gifting the old lineman the ice tub bath. What was that?
I said it's like giving your mom a toaster.
Thanks, ladies. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Can you
good
imagine?
Job.
What's worse is next year at Christmas time he has to go give me the keys.
So look, whenever we see these commercials for cars that are being given as gifts, you do have to ask the question, are you put that red ribbon on the car,
right?
Did you buy it outright or did you give someone a note? Because people don't like getting notes, even if it comes with a bow on a car.
You remember Oprah gave out all those cars? You get a car. You get a car. And a lot of folks kind of got upset. Like, wait a minute. There's taxes on these things. I mean,
it's one of the great SNL skits in recent vintage is like that. They spoof the commercial where the wife or the husband gives the wife the new car with the big red bow, and the wife just flips out. It's like, what are you doing? You don't have a job. We can't afford this.
We don't have any money. She can't just give it away. I'll give Oprah some dispensation though. Mm-hmm. You give me a car and you bought the car flat out, I'll handle the taxes.
Work with that.
I can handle the taxes, but yeah. You give me a note. You gave me a note. I got to turn the car back in a year.
In a year, and it's got to be in good shape too. You gave me something to take care of. You basically gave me a responsibility with bills.
And Caleb was giving away good gifts when he was at USC because he was rich and his offensive line was broke.
Multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder what he'll give this group of guys. Right?
Whatever it is, they probably earned it.
He's out here calling the Avengers. What if he gave them all? What if he gave them a Funko Pop of the characters? Like, hey, man, here you go.
Hey, Bucky. Drew Dahlman, You're Hulk, man. You ever see these? And it's like the big Hulk hands.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you a pair.
You're the red Hulk hands. The Jonah Jackson.
Oh, that's good. All right. This Friday, join the score of the world-famous Broad Stop in Kenosha. And if you're a Chicago Bear alum that lives in the area, stop on by. Come on through. We're going to be previewing the Broad Bowl. Round two, Chicago versus Green Bay. You thought I wasn't going to do it. Guess what? I did it. I'm Ron Burgundy. Raheemy Harris and Grody will be there broadcasting live from 10 until 2, followed by our show from 2 until 6. We'll be joined by special guests like some of those people that will come through, like Patrick Manley and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee as the shows gear up for a huge game the next day. That's Friday from 10 to 6 at the Broad Stop in Kenosha. Oh, I love this. The folks from Ziegler Subaru Kenosha are sponsoring this. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. They were a lot of fun when they came out last time. We are going to have a good time. And Triple Agent Rami Makhlouf will be there. He will be there. Is he on? Is he on after us tonight? Or is it Chris Ranji or is it Best of the Score? It doesn't matter.
We got Best of the Score on the way.
All right, it'll be our show again.
I expect that portions of our show will be a part of it. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner today, Big Ann Heron, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Big Ann will be in for Spiegs again. We'll have a lot of football conversation. Spiegel and Holmes, 2-6, here on The Score.
Wow, this has just been such a pleasure. I'm such a lucky boy. I can't wait to go home.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.